The plan is to lift the remaining restrictions because of the pandemic next Friday. That means an end to physical distancing, mask wearing, except in healthcare shops and on public transport, an end to limits on numbers at indoor and outdoor events and activities, restrictions on religious or civil ceremonies, limits on numbers that can meet in private homes and gardens, certificates of vaccination, except for travelling abroad, and restrictions on high-risk activities like nightclubs. But as we've been hearing, because of concerns over a rise in the number of people infected with and in hospital with the virus, the Taoiseach says he can't guarantee a further reopening next Friday. Our reporter Angus Cox has been to Bray in County Wicklow this morning to find out what people think about a potential delay.
It wouldn't bother me. I work in a nursing home, one of the very few that had no COVID cases, and I would rather restrict things until things are completely safe to keep, well, from my perspective, to keep the residents safe and my grandparents and things like that.
If it's delayed, I wouldn't be too happy about it, you know, because I'm looking forward to things going back to normal. But, you know, safety first, I suppose. Whatever they have to do to keep the numbers down and to help people, make sure nobody's getting sick or dying or anything, you know.
What can you do? They're not doing it for no reason, do you know what I mean?
How do you feel the public would react if the Taoiseach says we're going to push it back?
I'd say they'd go mad, definitely. They'd go mad.
I'm definitely worried about the rise in case numbers. The vaccinations were supposed to fix all this, and we were thinking we were getting there. The numbers started to go down, and it looked like we were on top of things. But now that the case numbers go up, you know, we're a bit worried about where it's going.
I wouldn't have a problem with it. Safety comes first. I think it's reasonable to expect a delay if cases keep coming up. I don't think anyone could really have a problem with that.
And are you worried about what we're seeing with the trends in case numbers, hospitalisations lately?
It is a bit worrying seeing the numbers go up, but with most people vaccinated, it tends to take the edge off the worry a little bit, although there are a big pool of people still unvaccinated for a variety of reasons. It's on them, really.
People in Bray in County Wicklow with our reporter Angus Cox this morning. Let's speak to Ian Redmond. He's the operator of Tramline Nightclub in Dublin City Centre. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
We'll talk about next weekend in a moment. How long have you been closed?
19 months, 83 weeks, or 581 days, to be accurate.
Oh, my goodness. So what had you planned for next weekend?
We had a full kind of lineup of events. We started working on this kind of 6 weeks ago, and we hired all our staff back, our management and all our floor staff and our bar staff. And our plans for next weekend were we're going to put on a live band from 7 p.m. in our venue and invite the industry and trade and thank them for their patience in dealing with us. Like, our creditors have just been fantastic. Then we've sold 900 tickets for an event for 18 to 20 year olds for the Friday night, to run from 10:30 till 2:30. Same with Saturday. We've Abba-esque, a tribute band, on for Saturday from 7 to 10. And then another dance night for 18 to 21-year-olds with another 900 tickets sold. And right the way through the week, we've junior discos for the midterm break for 14 and 15-year-olds, all sold out. And we're just devastated now, the amount of work that's gone into this, Gavin.
Now, are you worried that you won't reopen now next weekend?
Absolutely. I just want certainty. I want clarity from our government. We deserve that at this stage. We've been closed that long. Tell us we can open or tell us we can't open. But to put in restrictions to say, oh, you can open to 50% or 60%, like just some ad hoc number, it just doesn't work. Mr. Martin knows well that our business only works when we can trade at capacity, and she has said that yesterday. So she understands. And Taoiseach needs to realise that, well, either like leave us closed or get us open. We need certainty, and to leave it to the very last minute, Tuesday or Wednesday of next week, it's just not fair. We've rosters written for staff for next week. You know, we need certainty.
What would you think of using COVID passes?
Fine. Like, we've been involved with some events over the last couple of weeks, some of our staff, and you're getting vaccine rates of 95 to 97% of people turning up at these events. So that's fine. So really, the people who want to go nightclubbing or out to parties, by and large, they're fully vaccinated. So there's no problem in people producing a COVID passport, or even just getting a thermometer check on the way in, you know, laser your ground under 37 degrees Celsius, that seems fine. So that and that. But now to start introducing antigen testing would be absolutely ridiculous in our mind, like so late after dissing, putting down Neffen and not agreeing with antigen testing for so long to actually introduce it. It would be crazy. You know, the logistics of running antigen testing at an event like that with 1,000 kids queuing up to go into a nightclub, you know, it just wouldn't work.
Ian Redman, thanks for speaking to us. That's Ian runs the Tramline nightclub in Dublin City Centre. We're also joined by Adrian Cummins, he's CEO of the Restaurants Association. Good morning again, Adrian. What were you expecting to change from next Friday for restaurants?
Good morning, Gavin. Well, we would expect from next Friday that all restrictions would be removed for indoor hospitality, that we would effectively come back to normal trading hours, normal operating environment, no social distancing internally, no time limits, back to pre-COVID levels of trading capacity for our industry. The difference between now and a number of months ago is that we have the COVID passport in place that's working well. We will always take public health advice. We've always said that throughout the pandemic. But the clock is ticking down now to tomorrow week, where bookings have been taken by industry across the country, the table of six more bookings can be taken as well. So we need clarity as soon as possible. Okay. Our lines of engagement are open with the government, so we need to have direct contact now as soon as possible with the government around this.
As I mentioned to Ian there, and we were talking to Professor Losher at DCU earlier, she thinks that COVID passes could be extended and reopening could go ahead. What do you think?
Well, we have operated with COVID passports since August of this year. The difference between now and a number of months ago is that the COVID pass allows us to trade safely internally with those that are vaccinated or those that are recovering from COVID. And we adopted the NEFIT recommendation last August, and it has worked well. It is
labour-intensive. And would you be happy for them to work a bit longer?
Well, if that allows us to open up internally with no social distancing, back to normal trading environment, back to normal trading hours, more to the point, we would be very happy to move forward over the next number of months so that we can protect our customers and protect the health of the nation also.
Things change very quickly. I mean, we were talking to, or rather the News at One were talking to Professor Philip Nolan last week, who said at that stage that he didn't see anything in the numbers that they were seeing that would prevent reopening from happening next Friday. Now there's increased caution because of a change in direction in the numbers in the last week. You'll know by Monday or Tuesday for certain. Is that time enough?
Well, we'll know on Monday night because NEFIT will make the recommendation to the three leaders of the coalition government. I think that will, you know, as normal, that will be leaked out and we will know from Monday night. But NEFIT know already the trajectory of this this virus from their modelling already. And I think that the government needs to engage with hospitality because we've rostered in staff now from next Friday onwards. And some of those staff, from especially in the nighttime economy, have been taken off the pub. And if we can't open beyond 11:30, which we have to have all our patrons off the premises, that means that those staff that may not be required now possibly cannot get back on the pub payment. That's an issue that's going to face, especially the nighttime economy sector, for those staff that are coming back for the first time. So we're in a phase now that we need to get this right. We need to make sure we protect the health nation first of all, but we also need to engage with businesses around how they operationalise their business over the next number of weeks ahead.
And is Monday and Tuesday enough time for you to work all that out?
Well, we've been here before and we've always said that the government should have a direct line of access and communication to the hospitality industry. And they did so at the last time we were in this position where we were looking at a reopening phase, and it didn't go ahead in the way that we thought it was. So we would like the government now to open up communication with us today so that we know exactly what's going to happen over the next number of days.
Adrian Cummins, CEO of the Restaurants Association, thank you for speaking to us.